The People of the Mist by H. Rider Haggard. Author's Note. On several previous occasions, it has happened to this writer of romance to be justified of his romances by facts of startling similarities, subsequently brought to light and to his knowledge. In this tale occurs an instance of the sort, a double-barreled instance indeed, that to him seems sufficiently curious to be worthy of telling. The People of the Mist of his adventure story worship a sacred crocodile to which they make sacrifice, but in the original draft of the book, this crocodile was a snake. Monstrum horrendum informi ingens. A friend of the writer, an African explorer of great experience, who read the draft, suggested that the snake was altogether too unprecedented and impossible. Accordingly, also at his suggestion, a crocodile was substituted. Scarcely was this change effected, however, when Mr. R.T. Cornyndun, the slayer of almost the last white rhinoceros published in the African Review of February 17, 1894, an account of a huge and terrific serpent said to exist in the Dikwi district of Mashona land, that in many particulars resembled the snake of the story, whose prototype, by the way, really lives and is adored as a divinity by certain natives in the remote province of Chiapas in Mexico. Still, the tale being in type, the alteration was suffered to stand. But now, if the Zoutpansberg Review may be believed, the author can take credit for his crocodile also, since that paper states that in the course of the recent campaign against Malabok, a chief living in the north of the Transvaal, his fetish or god was captured, and that god, a crocodile, fashioned in wood, to which offerings were made. Further, this journal says that among these people, as with the ancient Egyptians, the worship of the crocodile is a recognized cult. Also, it congratulates the present writer on his intimate acquaintance with the more secret manifestations of African folklore and beast worship. He must disclaim the compliment in this instance, as, when engaged in inventing the People of the Mist, he was totally ignorant that any of the Bantu tribes reverenced either snake or crocodile divinities. But the coincidence is strange, and once more shows, if further examples of the fact are needed, how impotent are the efforts of imagination to vie with hidden truths, even with the hidden truths of the small and trodden world. September 20th, 1894. End of author's note. Chapter 1. The Sins of the Father Are Visited on the Children. The January afternoon was passing into night. The air was cold and still, so still that not a single twig of the naked beech trees stirred. On the grass of the meadows lay a thin white rime, half frost, half snow. The firs stood out blackly against the steel-hued sky, and over the tallest of them hung a single star. Past these bordering firs there ran a road, on which, in this evening of the opening of our story, a young man stood irresolute, glancing now to the right and now to the left. To his right were two stately gates of iron, fantastically wrought, supported by stone pillars, on whose summits stood griffins of black marble, embracing coats of arms, and banners inscribed with the device, Per Ardua Ad Astra. Beyond these gates ran a broad carriage drive, lined on either side by a double row of such oaks as England alone can produce under the most favorable circumstances of soil, aided by the nurturing hand of man and three or four centuries of time. At the head of this avenue, perhaps half a mile from the roadway, although it looked nearer because of the eminence upon which it was placed,